Tamura per Gimel Mishnah Gimel 3:3 Hamafresh Nekevel Ola. What if a person designates a female animal to be an Ola? An Ola is a burnt offering, but it can only be a male. So this animal will never be brought in the Mizbeach as an Ola. The thing is that although it's going to just essentially get, we'll see here, essentially Kedushas Damim as like a placeholder, its value be consecrated and it can be used to purchase another korban that is eligible. The question is, what happens in the meantime, V'yalda Zachar, this animal gives birth to a male offspring? Now, we learned previously that the status of the offspring really devolves, it derives from the status of the parent. Now, the parent was an Ola, just that it's a female. So do we say, well, this is also an Ola and it's not a female, so it's eligible to be an Ola and be brought? Or no, since the mother couldn't be brought because she has this fatal flaw of being a female, so then that fatal flaw kind of passes through to the male, even though he's, yes, a male, but he has that fatal flaw and the Kedusha doesn't transfer enough, they can be brought as an Ola. Says the Tanakhama here, Yira Adshi Yistaev, the child, the offspring, just like his mother, must graze until he gets a blemish, V'macher, and then he'll be sold, V'avi B'damav, Ola. And then from the money you get from the sale of the offspring, as well as the mother for that matter, with the Rambam, so then you'll purchase a single Ola that's a male and bring it as a korban. In other words, the Tanakhama and the Halacha is that the child, offspring, cannot be brought, just like the mother can't be brought. However, Rabbi Elazar Omer, hu atzmo yikrav Ola. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He holds, no, since the only thing that was wrong with the parent was that it was a female, and this child doesn't have that, so therefore it can be brought. Worth noting, there is an issue in terms of the girsa, in terms of the different variants of the text here. If it's Eliezer or Elazar, this comes up, you know, countless times in Shas, but it's especially important for the next Mishnah because we're going to have machloks in that involve Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar together, one against the other. So just note, Rabbi Eliezer is not the person of our Mishnah. That's Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. Rabbi Elazar is the one of our Mishnah. That's Elazar ben Shemua. So Rabbi Elazar says that it's itself, the male can be brought, but the lacha does not follow him. Now, the next case, the Mishnah really seems like very similarly to the previous one. Here we have a mafresh nekevela asham. A person designates his animal to be an asham, but it's a female animal. In other words, he goes to his sheep and he says, Harezu la'ashmi, this animal will be used to be brought as my asham. The problem is, just like an ola, an asham can only be a male. There are six different kinds of ashamos. Most of them are going to be rams, right? Okay, older male sheep. Some could be a younger male sheep as well. In any case, let's say we're talking about a person who did me'ila, misappropriated, consecrated, you know, hekdesh from the base of Mikdash. He has to bring an isle in that case, a ram. So, and he's going to bring it's a male sheep. But the problem is he designated a female sheep. So now what now? Says the Mishnah, Tira Achatistaev. Not surprisingly, you can't bring it like the previous case. This is in conjugated for the feminine, Tira, the female sheep should graze until it gets a permanent blemish. And at that point, V'timacher it, the female should be sold, V'yavi B'dameha Asham, and use the money to purchase a male ram, and that'll be the Asham. Now, what happens if Imkarav Ashma, what happens if a person said, listen, I did Me'ila, and I don't want to wait around, maybe my animal will never get a blemish, or maybe it'll take, you know, 2 years to get a blemish. I don't want to sit around, you know, sullied by sin for the next 2 years. I'm going to get myself a ram and bring Asham Milot, and I'll deal with this female one when the time comes. So now we're going to set up a problem, which is very similar to what we discussed. We mentioned it in the previous Mishnayos, and it's going to come to the central theme of the next parak. These chataos hamesos. There are these five scenarios where a chatas comes for different kinds of sins, cannot be brought for whatever reason, so then it's sort of left to die. So one of the five cases of the chataos hamesos is the situation where you already brought another chatas, and you have this chatas with nowhere to go, so you leave it to die. So the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, which taught that this rule of these five chataos hamesos, also taught that it applies to a chatas and not to an asham. So the asham can't be brought, but what do you do with it? So that is a machlokas here in our Mishnah. And the first of the five cases, if you will, we're not going to go all through five, but the idea is the same, basically, that when you have this kind of setup like the Chataos Meses, where you can't bring this animal as a korban, what do you do? So Imkarav L'Ashmo, if you brought a different animal now as your Asham, so your Yotzi, your obligation, now this female will eventually get a blemish, and you can get money for it, but what do you do with that money? Because you can't bring another Asham, you've atoned for your Me'ila. So it says that Tanakama here, Yiplu Dameha L'Nadava. The money falls to Nadava. This means something very specific. It shouldn't be translated literally at all. It means in the base of Mikdash, they had a number of these shofaros, like chests, you know, like tzedakah boxes. And a number of them were labeled specifically for this purpose. The money would be used to purchase communal olos that would be brought with tziburi, communal money. And then it would be called what's ketz hamizbeach, which means kind of like literally like dessert for the altar. The idea is it's considered to be like disgraceful for the base of Mikdash to have a altar which isn't functioning, the mizbeach. So if the mizbeach has nothing on it, they'll bring a communal ola to keep the fires going, to keep the burning happening. Those olos are called ketz mizbeach. So the point is, you'll give your money into the specific shofar. It's called a shofar because of the way it's shaped in a funny shape. And then the money will be used to purchase the communal ola. And that's what you do with the money. That's the halacha l'Moshe Sinai. That's what you do with what's called mosar asham, a more general situation in which you have excess funds which are earmarked for an asham, but you can't bring them because you've now fulfilled your asham obligation. That's the same thing over here. Now, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shalovumum. Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need to wait for the female animal, which you designated to be an asham, to get a mum before you sell it. Because since it can never be brought as an asham, because it's a female, so it's like a fatal flaw. It's like if you would consecrate a donkey or a, you know, whatever it is, or even like say, you know, a bull to be an asham, it can't be. It's not eligible. And therefore, it's like what eventually means it gets kedushas dam. It's a storage of value. No need to wait for it to get a blemish. And you can then sell it immediately and get the money to purchase an appropriate korban. Now, if you'll ask the question, well, how come Rabbi Shimon waited till now to speak up? We had in the beginning of the Mishnah a very similar case with an ola. Why is he saying that the asham is that you can sell it immediately? He didn't say that by the ola. So the answer seems to be that when it comes to an ola, there is such a thing as a male ola, because you can have a bird. Ola sa'of could be a bird. So although it's true that no behemoths, no animals are brought as an ola as a male, but the notion of being a male ola is not like, I don't know what the word is, unthinkable. It's not totally a contradiction in terms. And therefore, some level of sanctity is devolving on the animal that you can't just sell it right away. You have to wait for it to get a mum, which is usually the case only when it comes to something which has kedushas aguf, and this animal has kedushas dam, so it's a very weird middle case. But Rabbi Shimon says, okay, that's how it works with an ola, but an asham, there's no such thing as any scenario you can have a male asham. They're always only female. Excuse me, there's no such thing as a female asham. They're always only male. And therefore, he says, it's only kedushas dam that can be sold immediately, and therefore that's what you should do, just monetize it and buy the appropriate male animal for your asham. Halacha follows the Tanakhama. Now, on that topic, we're going to now talk about tamuros, because the tamura is also, in the chatas context, one of the five chatos amesos, and we're going to sort of parallel with other cases where you have not a chatas, but an asham that can't be brought, and do you leave that one to die? How does it work? So says the Mishnah here, we have the case of tamuras asham. So, you know, a tamura, you took an animal, you said, this animal's going to be my asham, and then you took another animal, a different one, and you substitute it. So what do you do with that now? You did tamura. So what do you do with the animal B that's also got the sanctity of an asham, but it can't be brought as an asham because you can't bring too much asham, most one is all you need. So it says the Mishnah, that as well as Vlad Tumurasa, the offspring of its substitute, and Uvladan, Uvlad Vladan, the offspring and the offspring's offspring, both of your Tamura, as well as for that matter, of offspring of your actual asham, if it's a female, or all of these things, ad sof olam, until end, you know, as many generations as you're talking about females having more offspring here, yiru ad sheyistavu, they all need to graze until they get their blemish, and then you'll redeem them onto money, v'yimachru, when you sell them, v'plu demehen l'nadava, you take all the money from the proceeds of all these animals which have this kedushas asham, which they called mosar asham, leftover extra unspent asham money, which you can't spend now, and put it to the communal purchase of ketz mizbeach, of olos, for communal olos. That's the Tanakama, that's the Chachamim Shita, and that's the Halacha, but we got other opinions. Rabbi Eliezer, so this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, Omer, Yamusu, it's left to die. Now, it doesn't mean it's left to die like the Chataos Amesos, where you sort of leave it in a room with no food. We'll discuss that Be'ez Hashem soon enough, in Perek Dalet. It means you let it graze until it dies. I mean, the rest of its life is just out to pasture, okay? But the point is it can never be monetized or sold and brought. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is Elazar ben Shemua, he holds Yavi de Mehen Olos. He says, no. You, in fact, do get the money and you do, once it gets a blemish, a permanent blemish, and you use it to purchase not just the communal funds to purchase a general ola, Keitz Mizbeach, use the money to purchase for yourself a private ola and bring it as an ola. An ola is also kachi kachim, like a nasham. But according to Rabbi Elazar, the din is that when you have mosar, leftover money from an asham, however that happened, you dedicated too much money with those, or the equivalent to buy an asham and you have leftover change, that says he should go towards purchasing personal olos, and bring the ola as your own personal ola. Now we'll come back shortly in the next Mishnah to the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar regarding the difference in a communal and a private ola in that regard. But we still want to discuss here in this Mishnah a couple other ashamos, which really kind of parallel the chataos amesos, the same kind of machlokas here. So we have the asham shemesu ba'alav. This is a scenario where a person, let's say he did me'ila or something, he designates his animal to be an asham, but then he dies without bringing it. So his heir is inherited. So now they can't bring it because he doesn't need atonement. He's dead. What do you do with that? Or v'shekipru ba'alav, or he, one of the lost, or he didn't offer this particular asham he designated. He offered a different one for that sin. Now he has this one unoffered. What does he do with that? In both those cases, yiru ad shi'istav, according to the Tanakama, you let them now graze until they get a blemish. V'yimacher v'yiplu damav l'ndava, like the previous case, you'll let these animals graze, get the money, and then give it to the Beis HaMikdash to be purchased communal olos, Keitz Mizbeach. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yamusu, like in the previous case, he says, no, you can't do anything with them at all, just let them graze until they die. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, like you said in the previous case, yavi b'damein olos, you bring not money for a communal offering, ola, but rather, like in the Keitz Mizbeach, but rather you have a private, personal ola. And the next mission, we'll discuss at length the ramifications of that.